Robert, I have a question for you.
Sure.
If somebody's listening to this, of course, they wouldn't hear it otherwise, but if somebody's listening to this sitting at their computer, what tips do you have for somebody sitting at the computer
Specifically,
in terms
sitting
of
at
how
their
they, in terms of
computer.
how they're sitting, not computer programming tips or
Yeah,
anything like that?
right. How can you look after yourself? Is that what you're asking?
How can you, yes, certainly, that's a good way to put it. How can you look after yourself when you are sitting at the computer, particularly if you're going to be sitting there for a while?
Right. And this would, I don't want to get into things like ergonomics and how you put things, assuming you've given a little thought to that in the moment. How can you make sure that you don't add a lot of unnecessary tension to your body so that you won't have headaches or backaches or things like that? I would say that what you'd want to go for are processes that are really simple, that are going to not draw a lot of your attention away from what you're doing so that you can bring them to bear and continue with what you're doing if need be, or if you want to take a little break, you can do that. So for me, the process I use kind of as a default process is I just say to myself that it's my intention that I'm not tensing my neck, or I'm not tensing my head, or perhaps I'm not tensing my face or my jaw, whatever seems like a good place to go. And I might move around a bit till I found a particular request that seems to be useful. But the thing is, I don't want to get too drawn into the good things that might happen from that request, just enough to know that I'm thinking something useful, because I don't want to get distracted from the thought process that's causing those good things. So I would start there. I also tend to go to my breathing as a default place to put attention to. And as I think we talked about in one of our other conversations, I'm very, I feel very strongly that negative commands of the sort, I'm not tensing my neck, or even I'm not breathing. I can sit here and say that to myself. Doesn't mean air's not coming in and out. It just means I'm not controlling it. I'm getting out of the way of what probably is going to be a more efficient pattern than my habitual one. Maybe, maybe not, but I'll know soon enough. So those are the two things I go to first. What would be yours?
Well, the breathing is a good thing to note, that I enjoy noticing, and the canceling of pulling down. What I do, because of my background in Alexander, meaning not because of yours, but if somebody's listening to this and they haven't had Alexander lessons, this might be a little tricky, but what I do is I picture or imagine very quickly what it would look like if I was really compressed down at the computer. I don't try and feel it, I just picture it. Just a quick picture of me, somebody, anybody, a skeleton, anything, something compressed down, a person somehow compressed down looking at the computer with tightness in the neck and all those things, but without trying to feel it. And once I just get used to that very easy picture of that, and then I cancel that picture. And my brain knows just what to release to come out of that, even if I'm only in it a tiny bit, or even if I'm not in it much at all, it finds some of it and somewhere, and it releases it more up. So I like that. I enjoy that sense of that. That's one of the ways that I work with going further on my own, even without a teacher, is just to actually figure that I'm probably tightening and I don't know it. The I don't know it part's pretty important there, because if I think, oh, I'm tightening and I know it, that's great, and that's a good thing to notice if you're tightening. But the kind of tightening that we don't really notice. I think, you know, I probably am compressing myself down and I have no idea, and I just picture it's extreme even though it isn't, and then I cancel that. And it works really well for everything just to move on a sort of a cancellation to, without activating muscles to correct position. And as we teach in Alexander, to not activate the muscles to correct position. So it works really well to just undo what we didn't know we were doing. And the other thing is, and this is easy to do in the middle of focusing on something intently on the computer, I notice the space between myself and the computer. And I just give it some density. Not a lot of density, but I just imagine it's not like there's nothing between me and the computer. There's air. And I just become aware of that space, because it's so easy for everyone to get kind of sucked into the computer figuratively.
Yeah, it's true. If you watch people using computer terminals, there is a really it's very common to see people kind of pushing their heads and maybe their chests also, almost as though they're pushing to get closer to the computer, whereas in fact that little extra inch or whatever between their eye and the screen isn't doing anything useful visually, but it's certainly harming their whole physical mechanism. So
and
you can generally assume, I mean, I think what you were saying is it's not a bad idea to at least accept a strong possibility that at any given moment, if you haven't been thinking about any of this, that you probably are doing a little something like that, or a little squeezing into yourself, or a little slumping or something of that sort, and then just take steps that would be appropriate to stop doing that. And the worst that'll happen is if you weren't doing the thing you're saying you don't want to do, then nothing will happen.
Right, right. But likely, like you said, likely, even if you think, oh, I feel great, I feel like I'm floating on air, it's wonderful, likely there is some level that you don't notice of the tightening.
Oh, absolutely.
And so just actually undoing it always improves you further. And another thing that I enjoy doing with computers is, because we tend to so focus so narrowly on the computer, here we've got this kind of bright, very stimulating visual screen very close to fairly close really to our face compared with watching a movie or something on TV, or where we sit back further. We've got something fairly close to us, and so we tend to narrow our attention to where all we see visually is the computer. And it's a really neat thing to include a 360 degree awareness. Of course, visually,
right.
You're not going to spin your head around in some kind of exorcist
just,
or something.
Just but be aware, just being aware of the room that you're in, the people
not
around
closing
you.
Out, not
exactly.
Closing out awareness of
yeah.
where you are
yeah.
spatially. Really helps a lot. Otherwise, we sort of lose that, and that's one of the ways we get sucked into the computer, which is just so easy to do. I think that's why yep. they call it terminal.
And I think it's the term. Yes, and speaking of terminal, we need to terminate this conversation, but I want to get the last word in, which is that when you said the thing you want to do is not restrict that peripheral sense, right, that overall
yeah.
sense. I think the key word in what you said is not. In other words, what you want to do is say no to a restriction. You don't want to try to force an opening out. The opening
right,
out
right.
will happen if you get out of the way. And, of course, that's a pretty standard Alexander theme for everything, but certainly for vision as well. Would you agree with that before we say goodbye?
I do.
Excellent.
I do.
Okay. Goodbye.